With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats in the Senate voting down a GOP bill to keep funding Uncle Sam, putting it on a path to shut down after midnight. That 55-45 vote Tuesday to extend federal funding for 7 weeks, falling short of the 60 needed to end a filibuster and approve the legislation. It's not clearly known when this many generals and admirals assembled under one roof, if indeed it has ever happened. Probably hasn't. Both President Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth addressing top military commanders at Marine Corps Base Quantico just outside of Washington today. The president says America is under invasion from within.
After spending trillions of dollars defending the borders of foreign countries, with your help, we're defending the borders of our country from now on. We're not going to let this happen.
While War Secretary Pete Hegseth says he's ending standards that allowed less fit troops to serve.
Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only. Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met.
Turning point, USA's college tour, returning to Utah for the first time since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and Utah State University evacuated a building hours before the event Tuesday over a suspicious device. Later, those students were told the building was safe and those events resumed. Trump administration close to reaching a deal with Harvard University, a truce with the country's oldest and wealthiest school, would end a clash that has tested the independence of American universities. This is SRN News. Well, the daughter of an imprisoned church leader in Eritrea says God does not waste pain.
A medical doctor and a leader in the Eritrean Orthodox Church remains imprisoned 21 years after his arrest. His daughter, Hannah Mengistib, tells Voice of the Martyrs that God has shown her the importance of sharing in her father's suffering. She says the Lord uses suffering to display his glory. Her father is one of more than 500 Christians currently imprisoned in Eritrea. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Shabbat organizations across the U.S. Attacks or threats of attacks reported in Florida, Santa Barbara, California, also Los Angeles. While authorities emphasize the isolated nature of each case, the succession of these events in a single day causing great concern. This is SRN News. A ruling over ideological deportation.
A U.S. district judge in Boston agreed with several university associations that the policy that they describe as ideological deportation violates the First Amendment. The decision comes after a trial in which lawyers for the associations presented witnesses who testified that the Trump administration had launched a coordinated effort to target students and scholars who had criticized Israel or showed sympathy for Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More online platforms giving secondhand shopping a digital upgrade, rolling out features like live streaming and shopping, AI-powered search to make thrifting faster and more exciting. And while secondhand is over new and is often the more sustainable option, experts say it is not a license to, quote, overconsume. More details at srnnews.com.